Do you remember a little window?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Because the hole was quite a bit higher than the door, and we're wondering if it was like the Bohemian house where there was a little window up there.
Well, I don't remember. I don't think there was a window, but there could have perhaps been and closed with something.
I see, yeah. Yeah, that often happens where it was cold, so they boarded it up like they did at the Bohemian house, yeah.
Because, you know, when you're young, you don't notice things.
No. Well, I'm glad you remember as much as you do. It's just amazing.
I used to go to the Trappist for milk from here.
From here.
That's a long walk.
Well, that's not here. The house is moved before.
Yeah, I get mixed up, but it's
what up here. What was that footbridge there?
I don't know if you know yes. Where. It shows on the early survey maps.
Yeah,
it shows a little bridge.
After
there.
They took the bridge down, they had left the pillars there where they had marked the water. It is such a year with so on and so on.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I used to go.
See, I'll hop across on them, eh?
That would have been fun.
We used to go across in the bush there, across the river, and run. I used to run for the milk at dinner time. And I had it only an hour and a half, you see, because Dad had no time. He had his shop. And once I was late for school, the teacher said, you've been amusing yourself. You live only across the street. What have you been doing? I said, I didn't do anything. She said, yes, you did. I said, that's not so. So she's she says, you can't tell me I am a liar.
Oh, dear.
I said, I didn't say so. Just go back to your place. Because I used to, in the wintertime, I had to go in the middle of the day, you see, for the milk.
Yes.
In the summer, well, I went in the morning. And so I had a black mark here because I easily marked, you know.
Oh, dear.
So when I had my bath, my mother said, where did you get that?
Wrestling with the teacher.
So I told her, see, oh, she says, don't let your father see that. She says, because he won't give it. Dickus is the teacher.
Oh, my.
Well, we used to walk and run in those days.
Sure.
The windows.
These were cased in windows, too.
Yes, the window was about that place.
You remember, were they very close to the floor?
Oh, about that.
That makes sense. Because we almost for sure they raised the floor here about 10 inches.
It was frosted in the wintertime.
And so that makes the original bottom of the window look awfully close to
the
floor. But if you add 10 inches and drop the floor down, then it's at the same relative height as that one.
That's why I asked, is that way?
With the French windows, there was no windowsill.
Oh, yeah.
There's no windowsill. Just the piece like that where the window comes over. There's no windowsill. You put something like you bring down your window, and that windowsill for the door.
But you were right tight to the.
Yeah, just close tight. We had a stiff, all stiff around with rags. There's too much holding.
Now you mentioned about the curtain that your mother had on there.
Well, you see, she had, that was only upstairs that she had the draw curtains.
Oh,
but down here, she had to cut her blinds in two. And she nailed them there and there, you see, and rolled them up and tied them like that. Because sometimes you open only one side, well, the blind had to be open like that. See? And she had some lace curtains that she had separated like that, you know, tied here. And we had a hook to hook the window so it would flap the window.
This is the sort of thing Mrs. Rackley would want to know when they do
that. That's right. That's why I took the hook.
Now this blind that they rolled up, was it sort of an oil cloth type of a?
Well, we rolled it up just like this, and then there was a string of, with a crocheted string or knitted string. She had made a wool, and with a little tack at the top, and then we just tied them.
What kind of blind was it? Like the usual or oil cloth?
Oh, yes, the usual blind. It was blinds that we had when we came from St. Paul. And they were good blinds, they were kind of linen or something, you know. Because we used to pull the threads on the edge afterwards, or once it was cut. one of my brother had broken a window in the kitchen. In the other kitchen there, that outside there. I don't know what, I think with a bowl or something. One of the, and we had to take off all the old putty. Him and I, my father was mad at us. And it's hard to take off, you know, especially when it comes from the factory. But when you put it away to yourself, the putty comes away afterwards.
Yes, yeah.
Because I've done lots of that job, so I was the oldest at home. And then so my brother, he had taken, Dad had given us something flat, you know. And then my brother had taken a knife because the putty wouldn't come away and he took some of the wood off.
Oh, dear.
So he got us on top of the other.
Would you hold a sec? I want to get some of those old boards from upstairs and see it.
Do you want to go upstairs?
Do you remember if downstairs there was ever any boards like this kind on the wall?
Well, I think that the separation to the wall was like this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I would expect
that's
so.
That's what you call a beaver board.
Would this have been around the stairway?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Something sort of we thought. Mm-hmm. And would you remember if in the kitchen, if they had any of this on the lower part of the wall?
No.
Sometimes they did that,
no.
And sometimes
they had some kind of a plaster, some kind of a rough plaster.
Okay, that's just lovely.
It looks like cement or something you would see, but there wasn't cement in those days. I think it was something like the Polish people make.
Because there's remnants of that on the wall there. Oh, that's fine. That helps very much.
We call that rejoint.
Yeah.
She's been calling
yeah.
it beaver board.
Well, now
we don't know what she means.
That's what
so.
I expected.
So that would be these inner partitions. Inner partitions.
And that's what this shows, basically.
When you're young, you don't notice things. You're not interested in things like that.
No, not
especially
at all.
In our days, we used to run around more. I don't mean to sit around with the boys.
You
used to play, you know.
If you
play ball,
you ahead,
run
you
around
know.
All over lots of place. Nowadays they sell a lot, it's only 25 feet wide. The house around there.
Yeah.
My son-in-law there. He has no place for the little children. He has a little backyard. So they play on the street. But out here, of course, it was different. Well, we did play on the street, too.
I think we tried a lot of stuff.
We used to run down to the river and run back and slide on the river, you see. And we got in, my father got a notice from the municipality once that we couldn't slide anymore because he used to use horses, you see, to bring up or go across the river. A lot of people had hay there. And then the horses would slip.
Oh, for goodness sake. Yes, I guess. That would make a lot of trouble.
We couldn't use that anymore.
Out, I guess.
So we used the side and didn't go as good.
It's
kids. Let me see.
I'm sitting here and I figure myself sitting in the place over there. Where the house was.
Yeah, well, but if you think about it, it slowly comes back.
What kind of lights would you have used?
We just had lamps. There was
kerosene
no
lights.
Out here then.
Thank you.
There was no electricity out here on St. Orbit before the 13
mm-hmm.
or 12. Something like that. When the streetcar came out.
I see.
See. And out here, I couldn't say if they had it right away. I mean, the same where the house was before.
Surely.
You see, we had it on the Pembina Highway and on Church Street. That's where we were living then when it came out.
Another question, George, is at the front door, was there any sort of a landing or did they just step down and sit?
Oh, yes.
Or was there a veranda?
Was there ever a veranda on the house, do you remember?
No, we just stepped out of the house, like two steps out of the house, just like that.
Was there a landing out here at all, or just steps right close up to the door?
I think the first was a kind of a landing, but it was very narrow.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
A little bit wider than
the steps.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
so that you could open the door.
And about two steps, you...
Two steps, yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that helps. So it was close to the ground.
Yes.
Do you remember if around the foundation you could ever see some little stones? Would it have been a stone foundation around the outside of the house?
There was no stone foundation. There was no foundation at all around. You see.
The wood went right down.
You know, the house was raised when Gaudry bought this place, and I think he bought that from Pelham, from an Amini Pelham. And his house was raised then, and they had put new beams underneath, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The beams were rotten.
So it would have sat on a mud sill and on a great big log right on the ground.
Yes. I think it was built like that.
I see.
I don't know what was underneath. I didn't know what it was these building.
Well, if there had been stone, you would have seen it because you remember so much other, so many other things.
Seen coat hooks along the wall in the front hall. Do you remember if there was anything like
on
that?
On that side.
Thank you very much. Which way did the door open? Did it come in this way or did it come in that way? Do you remember?
No, I think it opened this way. I'm not sure.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks a lot.
Because we hung the clothes there.
Thank you. Do you remember if there was a wooden baseboard around the bottom of the walls, under the plaster, under the wallpaper?
No, I don't remember that, if there was any or not, that I can't tell.
And I guess it would be no use asking about window trim, because that would be behind curtains anyway. What else might there be downstairs that we could ask Mrs. Thoreau?
Or would it be a white casing?
Well, George is telling me that you know of a house across the river, and maybe we'll find some, if it's about the same period, if we can find details like that in there.
Yeah, that would be better
don't
to
know,
go
we
by.
Can copy them.
That's right.
Here, and we'll be within the right period. Yeah.
Well, maybe we could go upstairs and see.
What year did you leave here? Do you remember?
It wasn't the bad at all when we lived here.
No, but when? What was it,
1903, 1904, and then 1905 we moved over the other place while they were building the house.
See? I see. So it'd be after 1905 that they put the partitions.
We were out of here, I think, yes, we moved out of here the fall of 1905.
So it was just a great big loft?
Yes, this was just a wall. In the wintertime, my mother used to hang the clothes here.
Oh, nobody lived up here?
Huh?
Nobody lived up here when you
no.
were...
No. Well, after my youngest sister was born, you know, she was born several years after the others. Well, then he needed more place, and my aunt had to come to help my mother.
Right,
and then so they came upstairs here. She came upstairs, and my brother's bed was up here, stairs here too, and they had a stove here.
Oh.
And it was a cold place.
Yes, I guess
so. And was it plastered?
Mm-hmm. It was out in the wind, you see, and it was windy.
Were the walls
plastered? And once we had visitors, and my sister, that Corinne, she was sleeping upstairs then, too. And then we had visitors, and then we took her bed, and then she had slept on the floor, and she got pneumonia. And I talked too much. I said she was sick anyway, she was downstairs, and the doctor said she had pneumonia, that she had caught cold and this and that. I said, no wonder, I said, she has to sleep on the floor.
Oh, dear. Oh, wow.
Dolly Major.
Oh, I see.
You know, she had cold with her father because from all hollow there.
So she packed up and left again?
She stayed, I don't know how many months. And home, you see. And then, so, because Corinne was sleeping with her, and we were sleeping back upstairs here. So my father was mad and he said, she's going to go home. She's not going to stay here. So my aunt went over to Mulholland, you see, to my uncle there, and fixed things out anyway, and she went away. She didn't go back home because she didn't. Her father didn't want her to marry that man. He had a man for her.
Mr. Chivers was asking a while ago, how were the walls up here?
Well, they were out of wood. And they seemed to me they were beaver board. I'm not sure. I couldn't say.
I mean the outside walls. The outside walls, were they covered with anything, or was it?
Oh, yes, that was covered then. And I think it's like a beaver board or something. It was finished.
Might have been plaster, you think?
No, it was boarded. It was all boards. I can't say if it was boards like this, or else beaver board or what. I couldn't say.
And was this all rough
boards? It was all boarded anyway.
And was this all rough boards, the ceiling and the...
Was it rough? Was it rough boards, ceiling and...
Yes, it was rough. It was all rough stuff.
I see. So that plaster...
But you see, Pella afterwards, he worked this house.
Well, how could all the furring strips be down under the floor if it was later? You know, because the furring strips, you know, run right down past the floor construction.
Yeah.
The marks on these boards show that there was plaster here at one time. So we're a bit.
It must have changed the floor. I can't believe that they gave the same floor. It looks like the same boards because that's too long.
Well, they're very weak now. Well,
they might have had a linoleum or something that was rented in here, you know. Because today they cover everything, they make cheap floors, and everybody has carpet wipes.
Yeah.
I have a hardwood floor.
Yeah.
You know, white people floor, and go and put a carpet. Go and put a cupboard with the carpet.
Yeah.
Why do I have cheaper underneath?
But some time ago, you told me that, like, you used to lean against the wall, and you used to have stuff on your clothes, like.
Oh, that was in my mother's bedroom then. We thought she had painted it, but I bet you it was whitewashed.
Yeah.
It was alabastine or something.
Oh, yes, alabastine does that. Yep. And everybody used alabastine for you. We used to use it in our house right up to being 1940s. Oh, yes, that would do it.
That's what she
did. That would do it.
And our room, it was paper.
Yeah.
And the dining room, she had paper, and also the front room.
That would do it. Do you remember what color the woodwork was, Mrs. DeLille? Was it dark?
Well, I couldn't say.
Yeah. Because we found different kinds of little scraps of wood that seemed to be left over from the earlier times, and some of them are very dark and some of them are painted. We were wondering what the early color might have been.
Well, you see, this house was rented to so many different people.
Yeah, that's right. They might have changed
it. Some people are staying there a year and less than that.
Change it.
Sometimes the proprietor doesn't want to do anything to those houses. Well, he says, I'll give you the paint if you do the work yourself.
Yeah. Here's a thing that, watch this wood plate here when it's coming by. It looks as though the hole to the attic used to be up here at one time. Would you remember where the hole to the attic was when you lived here? They put one in here later on, but when we look upstairs, it looks as though this was here.
I don't remember the attic at all because I don't think we ever used it. Because you see, the upstairs were so big.
Yes, that's right. You'd have no need for it.
Seeing the trunks there, and my mother had a kind of a. She had my father make a kind of a support or something in the middle like this, and she hung the winter clothes there, and you know the winter bag had bags on account of the moth, and so and that was in the middle because she never touched anything against the walls, because she said there's too much humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where would the stove have been up here? You said that you thought
the stove was right in the middle somewhere here.
See. And then the stove pipe.
The one went upstairs. This is like this seems to be the same floor. The same wood.
This here. Yeah, it looks that way, yeah.
So as I said, they might have left the same floor and covered it with a linoleum or something like that, you know. which would have been cheaper too and more convenient.
And you remember the stairs coming up over there?
Yes.
Not like this, but coming up here somewhere?
Yes, it came up there somewhere. I can't see just
Thank
where.
You. Yep, that's grand. Was there a railing around the stair hole here, do
yes,
you remember?
Just one like a scantling around it.
Thank you very much.
Gosh, a lot of heat must have come up here, eh?
No.
Oh, well, yeah. The door.
There's a door.
Oh, that's right.
Of course, you had that door there, yeah.
Those
yeah,
two steps and
yeah, the that's heat. Door, that's right.
Still, there's a lot of heat going through the ceiling.
Did you ever come to play up here?
Oh, yes, in summertime we played down here. We had all our toys and dolls and that bed there.
Uh-huh.
That you folks had.
Yes.
The dresser and the little stove.
Yes.
And dishes and everything. And trunks for our doll.
Mm-hmm.
We used to sew and sew by hand.
And Uncle Orel's horse?
Yes.
You know, another thing too.
Once I tried to sew my mother's machine when she was gone to town.
I don't think I touched
anything, but I did because she couldn't make it go. The stitch was.
You shouldn't worry about that.
Just like kids.
That's right.
Another time, well, I was only first year, not in this house, the other place. I was 9 years old then. And she had gone to the city and I had stayed home. And my father had a shop then, just like a Nina. And I had stayed home. And my brother and another sister went to school and I stayed because the other one was still 4 years old, going. And my mother was always knitted socks for my father. He wanted home knitted socks. And she had knitted so much on our other leg because he always wanted his up here. And then she had shown me how to knit because I had a sore throat. The first year in Manitoba, I always had a sore throat. And so she had showed me how to knit. So I guess I didn't know what to do. I took her knitting.
Oh, dear.
That is about two rows on it. I looked at it and it So I put it back. It was on the buffet, we used to call that the sideboard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I put it back there. Oh, 2 or 3 days afterwards, she said, "You touched my knitting." I said, "I don't know."
I didn't know you were that mischievous.
Well, I thought I couldn't knit it. She didn't, you know.
That's
it. She knit it tighter.
So uh-huh.
Perhaps I dropped stitches, I don't know. We used to knit for our dolls, you see.
Uh-huh.
I said, "I don't know." I didn't want to say I didn't. Well, she said, "Well, look at this."
Swallowed the shoe buttons.
Shoe buttons. And we swallowed them. We didn't tell our mother.
Did it help?
I was grown up and married and I told that to my mother. My goodness sake, she says, you know. She says it's good as stuck there and rust.
Some doctor he was.
Well, he tried. Malpractice suit or something.
Yes.
Her downstairs.
Might be better if she went inside.
Yeah, yeah, we should. We just wondered if you remember some of the items of furniture that were here when you lived here, Mrs. Delia.
Oh,
like
yeah.
What would have been in the dining room?
Yeah, well, we had a dining room table and a buffet. We used to call that a sideboard.
Where would that have
high
stood?
Back with a mirror.
Yes.
And a chair. There was 4 chairs that fitted with it. And of course, Mother had her sewing machine near the window. And we had small chairs, rocking chairs. And my sister had a little table near the in the corner there with 2 little chairs there. They had them over at your house.
That's right. On which wall was the buffet?
Yes.
On which wall was the buffet?
Well, it was changed. It wasn't always the same place, you know. In the summertime, we had the stove out and it gave us more place.
And in the parlor,
yes,
you mentioned
the piano.
The piano. Yes.
And Mother didn't have a separate, she had that heavy chair there, stuffed chair there, what you call it.
Oh, that big black thing, yes.
Yes.
No?
That thing that burned, the great grandfather.
Oh.
That Nana that brought that.
Oh.
The one that used to be near the door when you used to go upstairs.
Yes.
Well, that one. Oh. My father had restuffed it. It was stuffed with the inside.
Horse hair.
I
remember as a kid.
And Mother had a rocking chair. It was cherry wood. She had got that for
we have that in our house.
Present.
Thank you.
And there was some other occasional chairs in there. And a table. I don't know what came that table. That was a present they got when they got married. You know, it had a Lexica. I wonder what they did with that.
Well, if that was in the flood, I suppose that's another one of those things that just went.
Oh, yes, it must have been in the flood.
Because I sort of don't remember that. There's that other thing at our that in my apartment right now, like plants on there, you know. It's so in the house on Church Street there was upstairs by Nana's room. It's sort of, you know, and with a pedestal type thing.
I had bought that after I was teaching.
Oh.
To put plants in the window there because Daddy didn't want the south window there. He wanted to sit in there and
but
see.
But it's not part of his house.
The plants were there and pull it away.
And in the big bedroom, would there have been a dresser?
Yeah, there was a dresser and a washstand they used to call.
Thank you.
And there was a little table there.
Is that the same?
And a crib.
Is that the same washstand that you gave me?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's out of ash then. You know, we took the top off it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But the door is the same door.
No.
Because I don't know what you folks had done with the door. And the door came off of something else and my husband put a door on it.
And then in the children's bedroom?
Our bedroom.
Would there have been one or two
beds?
We had
our bed against the door.
You better follow them.
And then we had a kitchen door for there. And on here there were some shelves that my father had made, and we had different things there. Sometimes some clothes or books or stuff like that. We had a little table that folded up and we put it against the window like this. And we had our chairs there and we used to play parcheesi and things like that. And in the wintertime we had the doll's bed down here. Had it with a dresser. It was a good sized dresser. It's an antique,
mm-hmm,
and the stove, because we got that over at St. Paul's. A nice range of steel. We could put coal in it if we wanted to, and we never did, because my mother didn't want to. She was afraid of fire, and so were we.
Yes, you would have to be careful.
Right. We kept that down here. Right. We used to put the stove under the bed, because there wasn't enough place.
Do you remember if there were ever any of those large dressers for hanging, a wardrobe for hanging clothes?
No, there was no wardrobe at all in here. My mother had hooks on the wall, but she had a sheet covering
it. I see. Thank you very much.
And what we didn't use, well, she used to hang upstairs, you see, in the wintertime. And in the summer, well, our winter coats were in this kind of enclosure. It was boards on the top like that, and there was some kind of cretonne on either side.
Yep.
And she had bags for our winter coats. And all that, when we were in the dust and stuff like that. So, kept things away.
So there'd be a board
carried upstairs.
There'd be a board coming out and hooks underneath and then this material hanging down.
And if a leg broke off a chair or something, carry it upstairs. Well, I'll fix that another day.
There was only the one washstand in your mother's room. You didn't have a thing in your room?
No. We washed in the kitchen.
Oh, so there'd be a washstand in the kitchen.
Yeah, we washed in the kitchen, yes. It was a pail with water there and washed in the kitchen because my mother suggests it was an excrement. I remember once she was rubbing my brother's neck. Oh, he said, you hurt me. She says, if you drop your neck harder, she says, I wouldn't hurt you today.
My grandmother was quite the woman.
Well, this is so helpful.
Now, how about lamps? Would the lamps just sit on tables, or did you have any lamps hanging from the ceilings?
Oh, not in this place. No. We had only when after we built the house, built our own house, we had lamps. So. Over the dining room table.
Yeah.
And the lamps, I guess you saw them at your grandmother's, they had in the parlor there.
Yes, Beth has one in her house right now for safekeeping.
Oh, no.
No, that's
something different.
No.
That comes from the Thomases.
Oh.
Yes. And it was a thing that was pulled down like that, and there was
for four
or five lamps. With a kind of a shade on, and there was these little
chandeliers
around.
And that comes from the Thomases, you see.
Yes, the Thomases are here.
And you never hung this and that thing in this house.
Oh no, that was packed. You wouldn't get to do that. Should I have a decent house to put that in? It was cool on the man. I'm sure that's an antique, that affair. I don't know if the Thomases brought that from France or not. I wonder.
Well, it's all packed up. I know where it is, so we can look it up someday.
Because it wasn't broken. I don't know when they took down the house, but they did.
Now, how about the hardware? I don't suppose you would remember this, but the doorknobs, were they those white porcelain doorknobs? Do you remember, or what?
I don't know.
You wouldn't remember that.
The doorknobs, yeah.
But if we can see into that place sometime, we
Well,
party. Well, then we were having a store in the corner of the Pembina and Trappist Road. During the war.
Mrs. DeLille said that there's also upstairs there were casement windows as well as downstairs.
Ah, so there were casements.
There were casement windows upstairs
in,
as well as downstairs.
French windows too.
French windows upstairs and downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Did they open in or did they open out? Do you remember?
Oh,
Mrs.
no, they opened inside. If
opened
you open
in.
The windows outside, the window would blow them out.
Thank you. And I wonder if there were shutters.
They had no shutters.
No shutters, thank you.
She hears George very well.
Upstairs, my mother had like drapes, you know, that she had made to cover the windows, to cover the sun or things like that. Some dark kind of material, heavy material, so she could pull it either this way or that way.
On the windows now, I wonder if we had windows like this. Would it... would there have been a whole lot of small panes of glass?
Yes.
Or just a few big
ones?
There
was about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 panes in one window.
Thank you very, very much. Oh, goodness, that's a very great help.
What a good memory.
I told you she had.
Thank you very much. Oh, boy, that's a help.
That's 8 panes on each side.
You see, there was like on one window a kind of a hook. And the other side was a kind of a handle, and you close the window like that.
Oh, great.
Which never closed tight, you know, from the bottom.
It was what?
And the screens we had, my mother put a screen, not the wire screen. She had the cloth, you know, and she had a tack it all over on the whole window, you see, because she had to open the window like that. Every year they had put new ones in.
On the outside?
Yes, on the outside. You put
I see.
Tack that on the outside.
Yeah.
That I remember because she had little squares of cardboard and we had to put the tacks in. And I picked myself
so many times.
Would you remember, Mrs. DeLille, if this addition that used to be out the back, would that have been the kitchen?
Yes, that was the kitchen.
Thank you.
And we had to have step down one step to go there.
Oh,
and that
wonderful.
Was a much older building than that to me.
I see.
See, and there was a small window there, but they had squares up like that, but the other one lifted up like that. Perhaps it had been replaced by somebody else.
Thank you.
Like a check rail.
And the windows were small and it was hot in there.
Was it, did it come up very far? Do you remember?
Would you remember where the window was? In
there
this?
Was no window at all here, just here. Well, which side is this?
That would be the far side.
Far side.
Like we're looking at it like this right now.
You're standing about here.
And see, there was where
we went
there.
In.
And
this was
the
south side.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there was a window there. There was a door there, and the window here.
Right beside it?
On that side, and a window here. But that's all. There was no windows around there at all.
I see. Well, thank you very much.
And there was another time, kind of shed like here. It was a wood shed. Oh, it was old. It was all logs and all the silver pieces. And my father put a double door here, and they used to put the a cutter in the winter time, and the express the buggy in there.
I see.
In this little corner here,
so
kept the feed there.
Oh, that's very helpful. I better write all that down.
He built a little barn over here like this. But this wasn't
how close would the barn
on the square of the land. It was belonged to the same person. And he let him put this little barn here because we had a horse and we had a cow.
How close would the barn have been to the house?
Oh, it was far because my mother didn't like the barn.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay,
that's
good.
50 feet.
Oh, fine. Thank you. Well, we've shown that a little close in our plan then.
It was just boards, you know, just ordinary shiplap.
Horse and a cow. They both stay in the barn?
That there, that was just on the ground. You could go in right on the ground, the door. You know.
I see.
So that's why we had to step in to get in here. This
could be. Do you remember the interior finish? Would it have been plaster or wood or log showing?
It was a kind of a rough affair, and I imagine that it must have been on the logs or something like that. But I think my father said that it was not logs that was the perch, you know, round pieces. Like
wood rails.
Like a tree, you know, or something like that. See, it wasn't cut like that.
Just round.
Rough.
Just like a trapper's cabin, sort of.
Something like that.
Yes, I see.
Would there have been a stove in here, Mrs. Dalil? Do you remember?
Oh,
a
yes.
Chimney?
We had the kitchen stove in there.
That's what I thought. Do you remember where that would have been in the room?
We had the table.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Our table was there to eat, and the kitchen stove was about here. And there was a barrel with water, I don't remember where, and a washstand to wash our hands here. And we had them clothes here. Clothes we played outside with you.
Oh, thank you very much.
There was a lot of stuff that I don't remember.
Well,
pretty good
here. Put the table and the stove and the water barrel, that's. Three important things.
Because it wasn't my mother's intention to stay there. She had moved a second time and she didn't like it. And that place was for sale, you see. The house was for sale, but not the land. And my father had to shop in the village, you see. He was a saddler and cobbler. And he says there was no advantage. Of course, it was across the street to go to school. So they decided they would build a place. We'd have a home of our own. Then we had to move in a place almost opposite Oh, near the river bend there, near the Charrette's old place. An old house. It looked older than this. It must have been torn down later on.
Would the chimney have been up around the stove here somewhere, Pop?
That I don't remember.
Probably it would be if the stove was here. It's a reasonable place for the chimney. Oh my, that's such a help. That's such a help.
They had two chimneys here.
Yes.
This one had his own chimney.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
And we had a pipe past the pipes through the ceiling here.
Yes, we found the holes. They're still there.
And it was sometimes fire used to catch in the pipes. You know, those suits that used to gather in the, I suppose they had green wood or whatever. And my father used to put wet rags around.
That's a good
sometimes
idea.
Sometimes he used to scold us. He said we didn't close the damper.
Well, maybe we can about as far out as it is wide.
Quite large. It's come out as far as this, I guess.
Oh, I see.
I would say that.
Thank you.
That's quite a distance. Yeah. It's quite a size.
You're 16 feet, I guess.
It's longer than.
Yeah, that's 16 feet here.
Well, that makes sense.
And here we got the width there.
The height.
Height is there.
That's
more up for the team, but it seems to be rocky. From there down the whether there's something like that.
Well, it could be that the water got in at the joint and then lay along in that place.
And the attic is good.
See the truth, there's another one of those storages right on that side. So that's obviously for the
And the stairs change place. My rooms are small in this place.
They always seem that way when you get those.
I can't believe it, it's such a small place.
Well, when you're a young girl, everything seems much bigger than that.
But to me, the stairs would be like here. And it turned up like that.
Ah.
But you see, they rented this place afterwards. The sisters, I guess, I had it. And they had two different families, somebody living downstairs and somebody upstairs.
Oh.
And they divided it. Well, the man that bought the place here, Pella there, I don't know how he fixed it upstairs. I couldn't see. But you see, he had the windows changed, that I remember.
Yeah, sure.
We never used to come to this end anymore. You know, just up as far as the church and afterwards, then, you know, came here.
You can see the marks up on the ceiling where the opening used to be.
Yes, see.
The stairway. So it came up like this. And do you remember if there were winders? Was there a flat landing or were there?
We went upstairs like that.
And went up that way.
This was like the dining room, you see.
Well, that makes very good sense, those marks at the top there. If it did a 90-degree turn and went up that way, then those marks we found make very good sense.
That joist is cut now, you see. The joist wasn't cut.
Yeah, but if there was winders, it would be up. See, they would have built a little... would you... let me see.
Why would that be open like that, the joist?
Hmm?
Why would this be open if the stair... didn't come back this way.
Bless me, fine. Well, they may have cut that when they took the joist out. Maybe
you should. You show the stair turned and went that way. It didn't come back like this. The stair went like this.
Yes, went like that.
And then
it turned that way.
Oh, it didn't turn and come back.
Well, I don't quite remember that. But it came on this way.
Yeah.
Because I remember my sister used to be in the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you remember if the stair was enclosed with boards at the side?
Yes, this was closed.
Thank you very much.
The beaver board. I guess a beaver board that fits in a pool bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense because that's what we find up around
there. The separations in here like wore that way. A beaver board.
I see.
But the edge over there, the walls were
a paper. My mother had paper then before we moved in.
Well, we found that the outside walls were plastered.
Oh.
So it would be a good foundation for wallpaper.
Paper years and years later, but still paper.
Now, let me see.
So many things to ask. I don't know where to start.
One of the nuns some years back said that when they were in the house, there was a part wall along, like there was a great big room through here, and there was an archway between this part of it and that part of it. Oh, would you remember if there was an archway?
Yes, there was an archway. There was two doors that opened up like that.
Oh, I see. Which way did they swing? Into
this
room?
Yes, and that way. And my mother kept them closed in the summertime. But we had to keep it open in the wintertime because she had the piano in there.
I see. Well, did they use this part for dining?
We used this part for the dining room, yes. We never ate in the kitchen because my father said it was too many drafts.
And then would this have been the living room, Mrs. Thaleel?
Well, that one room was like what we always call the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And the other room was our bedroom, and this was my parents' bedroom.
Here.
Interpretations here.
I miss the parlor. I remember as a child, the parlor, you know, in the other old house where the piano was. That was
it's
sacred.
A sacred place. Yeah,
but
right.
You know, there was a hall
it's
here.
Like receptions or funerals or something out of the ordinary.
There was even a stained glass window above.
No? We had divided it here, but and then the doors were here to go in these rooms. So my father said, "We want the heat from the stove in these bedrooms." So he pushed the partition like this way.
I see.
See. And it looks like it had been moved back and forth after we left.
Oh, it
and
has
I
been.
Come
yes.
Out of it because they rented at one time the front part only, and they pushed this back this year. To a little lady or something, I don't know. See, because we weren't dressed in like it was the same way.
So there was a, let me see, how are we? We're like this. There was a door into the parlor from the hall.
Yes,
through
from
here
the
somewhere.
Hall. And our bedroom door was like here.
There's a hole there. You don't need to.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to break my leg, there's
no,
enough.
No, no.
Where I came from, half of the people have broken limbs. You know, when they're old, they fall down.
It's not hard, being young, it's not hard to fall.
Where was the piano?
Well, it was on the here, on this side. You see, but my mother didn't want the piano on the outside because it's cold.
Thank you.
And it's damp. Did I find his room so small?
Well, you know, when you take off all the wallboard, it makes them look smaller, doesn't it?
So small. I don't know how he did.
How many people lived in it all together?
Well, we were four or five when my sister, when my younger sister was born. She was born here.
Yes.
Yes, that's where we had our bedroom, you see here, and where Mother had her bedroom, we had a folding bed like this that folded up. I don't know if you ever saw it. I don't suppose so. And she used to put it behind the door, and used to bring it out here in the dining room for my brother. And my Corin used to sleep in their room in a cot, you see. But after we had Vicky there, that was different.
My mother upset the whole pattern.
Yes, she did the whole pattern different. Then they stepped upstairs, and my father put a stove upstairs, and my aunt had to come and stay there, you see, and my brother stepped upstairs.
Well, where would the stoves have been downstairs now? Where would the
Well, I just don't remember in a way.
No, I see.
Because at one time we had a coal stove
and we didn't keep it.
I just don't know where the stoves were, you know.
Well, the chimney was here and one chimney there.
Yes, he had two chimneys.
Yeah.
And the fire caught in the chimneys, and my father said it was made out of manure and straw. I don't know if it's true or not. But I know the man that bought the place, he renewed the chimneys with bricks. Then when my father said that little fashioned way.
Well, said, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's made with cow manure and
yeah,
straw.
Yeah, because there's different kinds
first,
of bricks
chimneys
there.
Were clay.
Well, you
yeah.
see, they didn't come down here, they were just upstairs.
Yeah, on brackets, eh?
And then the pipe had to go up there.
Oh, maybe we should put it there.
Yep.
Yeah, and the brick show, there's many kinds, different kinds there. It's,
I remember one morning before he went to work, he had lit the stoves and he warmed up there for the house. And then my mother said, oh, because the fire was caught in the chimney or something. And we could see the flame from outside.
Oh, dear.
He said, you folks, you're burned down, you don't look after the drafts. He says, you don't get up in the morning when I leave.
Well, there might have been a stove in the bedroom there.
No, we didn't have any stove in the bedroom. There wasn't any place.
So
I just wondered how in the world mother could find a place to put her furniture, her bedroom suite in there.
This is a big room.
That window
against the wall.
That window doesn't seem to be original.
No.
I think they put that window in
no,
later.
No, the window was on that side.
Yeah.
There was no window there.
It shows here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in the winter time, there was a wind that used to come through there. You see these strange windows. And my mother used to put a blanket over the window.
Here's the old hole where the smoke pipe went out. In there, there's a piece of tin over it. This wasn't there. That's a new hole.
I see.
Relatively recent, but the old smoke pipe hole went up through there.
Well,
there must have been heating stoves at some time. Mrs. Dalil doesn't remember where exactly they stood, but
watch it.
I think the stoves would be around here somewhere. Of course, we'll have to wait for the summer here.
That's another thing. There are marks on the ceiling here show where a wall came along here, and the wall seemed to, at one time anyway, go right through to the end. But the strongest marks of a wall was it just turned the corner and went like that. Have I got this right? Was there a wall there with a door in it, or was the door here?
That's to go upstairs, or?
Well, beside the stairs. Was there a door into the dining room beside the stairs, or did you come in this way? Do you remember?
You mean like the dining room here? No.
Yeah.
The dining room here, and when we went to the stairs, we went this way.
Yeah, did you go through a door, or was it just a...
No, it was closed. It was all boarded, you see, because we didn't use it.
But there wasn't a door then between here and here? When you came into the stairway?
There was this door in there on the stairs and two steps where there was no door. Before the door.
Oh, there was,
had
wow,
two steps
terrific.
And door.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Oh boy, that's another good one. Ah, yes. I've seen those. Door there that you opened up to
yes.
go up the stairs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you very much.
It was just a latch.
bathroom, and people living going downstairs and living upstairs and fixing it otherwise. And they had, I think they must have had at one time a way of coming downstairs from outside or something like that. Some people live upstairs.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you know, when you rent anywhere,
yeah,
you've got to have
it came
an
here,
outlet.
Like now, you see, and then went straight up. The door was there.
When you're renting upstairs alone, it has to have a place to get out from the outside.
So that's how this
of course,
was.
I don't know if they had it then, but it made them more place if they had the door from the outside. Of course, it brings in cocoa.
Well, Paul Bones was right here at one time.
Mm-hmm. In the whole house, or did he?
I don't think so. I think they lived just downstairs.
Yeah.
That time we got caught in the car when we went on the river there.
Oh, that time, right.
They had a major telephone, and they...
You want to sit? Well,
thank you. They didn't have a telephone here. See? One of my son-in-laws had gone fishing, and he had brought his boat down.
Into this room, did it come in through here, or was there, say, a door there that you came
well, in? Well, when... My father, there is a door there. If you push the partition there, you know, as he had pushed the partition, you see to there.
Yes.
Well, there has to be a door. But it was a flimsy affair. Not the door, but I mean to see the wood like or something.
Yes.
Because other friends, later on, they used to rent sometimes the two rooms to somebody. And
yes.
They just pushed it back so they made it more private.
Yes, I understand.
But we had it pushed this way because we could use... Well, the heat from there and so on.
Surely. Well, I was just wondering whether this wall came all the way down to here and there was a door in there, or if the wall stopped there and there was a door here.
Well, the door was there when the partition was there, but we didn't stay with the partition like that. We
I see.
There right
okay.
away. Because we moved here in September.
But when you first moved in then, the stair was inside the dining room rather than
yes,
out in
yes,
the hall.
Yes, inside this room
yeah,
here.
Thank you very, very much. That's what we were wondering about. Because these marks along here are very faint, as though there might have been a little wall there sometime, but not all the time. And this is strong marks of a wall there. Oh, well, that makes good sense. Oh, that's great.
Now, I don't remember how the ceiling was, if it was that kind of wood or not.
Oh,
that
this looked like it's the original ceiling.
You can see the older color of it. See, when they covered it up with a piece of tin, and then we took the tin off, you can see the old color of the ceiling. I think that must be the original ceiling because those were used even before that time.
Yeah.
Door into a little dugout or anything underneath?
Yes, there was, but I just don't know where it was.
See, they've changed all the floor here, so
yeah.
There's no marks of how the floor
yeah.
used to be.
There was, because there never was any water. It was a basement. It was our cellar where we kept our vegetables.
Yeah.
And you see it's on the hill, like, you know,
yes,
over there
yeah.
on the hill. So it was always dry in there. And there was a trap door that I remember in here. But I just can't remember where it was.
Probably in the dining room.
But I just think your mother, she used to go in there with a candle. Imagine.
Would it be under the stairs?
I wonder if it would have been under the stairs.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
I can't
well,
tell.
That helps because...
I remember the trap door. And the stairs were just almost like this. You know, just big. I didn't go often in there, just on the edge. I was scared in there.
Could you stand up in the little basement?
Yes, you could stand up in the middle anyway. It was different, you know, the earth in the bottom there.
Ah, that's what I wanted to know.
It wasn't like clean. You'd think there was a kind of a little sand or some tiny little pebbles or something. It hadn't been added there. That was in the earth of it.
Could have been the shale.
You see, the house was on the hill, on the top of the hill, and there was a little depression like this. And that there, that's where we had the well. There was no well when we moved here. People used to drink roof water. My father, he never wanted us to drink anything but well water. No, but the well water was better there than it was on the top of the hill. And we had this depression here, and the earth was the, when they made the well, the clay that they took out, we made pencils out of.
Well.
And some of it was a kind of gravel or something in the bottom. It was drilled, you know. That a horsepower fella to go around and dig the well. Because my father said he wasn't going to stay where there was no well. And the water was better there. Now the sisters of the convent, they had their stable about on the same level as where this well was, with a well. And they had another well close to the convent, which was on the top. And that water there was hard water, you know, bad alkali. But the one at the stable there, it must have come from the same vein as ours. It was good, better to taste it. But they put a lock on the pump there, because they didn't want the children to drink water from the well. On a couple of, they had a stable, you see, they had
two cows
and a horse.
That was wise.
And the water was kind of brown in the spring. And they had a chain and a padlock on it, so we wouldn't go and drink there.
Mrs. Delio, do you remember in the basement what the walls were made of? Would they have been stone or would there have been wood planks?
No, nothing at all. On one side, they had been boards like put on the other side. And on one side, it was kind of fallen down. But it wasn't the size of this, the size
just
of the
small,
house.
Right? Thank
it
you.
Was small. We never had any water in the basement or anything near around the house because it was like on the hill, and the ditch was pretty close too. So the water that ran off of the roof, well, it ran in barrels or else it ran down.
Did you have an eave trough when you lived in the house, or did the water just
drop like that?
Thank you very much.
We had boards with barrels like that.
Thank you very much.
My mother used to use that to wash them. And she used to strain the water because there was wigglers in it sometimes. Sometimes we used to go out after the rain, you know, and the barrels were fresh water there. She's, if I catch you drinking out of there, you'll see what you're going to get. In those years, you don't understand, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the old people, that's all they did. Drank water out of the Red River. Well, it used to be typhoid fever too. I had an uncle, one of my mother's brothers, oldest brother. He died of typhoid fever. They call that the Red River fever then. There was a epidemic in Winnipeg that year. And there was a lot of people that died. I was wondering my grandfather where he took the water when he made a beer. Because you can't make beer with this alkali water. He must have taken it out of the creek. Of course, it's boiled.
Sure, it's boiled, so that would be all right.
Well, that's filled in today with a church there, you know, on Broadway.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they did a lot of backfilling there.
Mm-hmm. Well, this
I was thinking about that, you know. I bet you they must have taken water out of the creek, right?
Is the front door, George?
Yeah.